like time to evaluate pre-agents, draft prospects, et cetera, yet. To what extent that's coach speak, it's hard to say, but also some reports out this morning that the NFL might be looking to come back to schedule a little bit, come back to online, pre-agency, draft. Just kind of your thoughts on the potential of that move.
Well, I haven't had a chance to really study it. I just heard it this morning, too, like you said. And so, you know, we'll kind of wait and see what comes out of it. But the bottom line is we'll adjust. And, you know, however the league office decides to go with a schedule, we'll adjust to it. And, you know, because until you get to, no matter whether the free agency is March 12th or April 12th or May 12th, you know, until we get out there and things start getting closer to that date, things get refined, it's really hard to put that big picture together. And so whatever that date is and whatever the league office tells us that date is, we'll adjust to it.
Tons of Broncos fans say this year was just like 96, the Ravens lost, just like the Jacksonville loss, obviously, you know, firsthand, two Super Bowls after that. Do you get that similar feeling that a lot of Broncos country does that, you know, hey, this year was that 96 year, next 2 years, make that championship run?
I hope so. I mean, that's what you know, I was just talking to someone out there and talking about forgetting last year. I don't want to forget last year. I don't want our team to forget it. I want them to realize it was a great year, but also don't forget that feeling of what happened in the playoff game and be able to learn from that. So hopefully we can build on it and get better from it as we did in 96. You know, 97, 98 were good years for us, and so I'm hoping that we can learn like we did back then, you know, this with this experience, the same as we did back then. So I'm hopeful, and, you know, we got a good football team, and so we think that we continue to build on that, and we'll see what happens. I think he met the expectations and probably exceeded them. I think if you look at the numbers, what he did, you know, he had a tremendous year. You know, and in talking to, you know, different guys that have kind of been through what he's been through when it comes to that neck, there's a lot more to it than I think that I knew, as well as a lot of people know, having to go through that and come back from that. So in that case, you know, I think he exceeded the expectations. Now that I, you know what he had to go through and the things that he had to overcome with that neck, not so much physically but mentally, that he did a tremendous job in the way he worked at it. So when I say he met, I should probably rephrase that and say he exceeded that. But I'm looking forward to next year too, because I got, you know, I think he's just going to continue to get better. You know, it works out with Brock, and he came in and you know, even having a year under our, with him under our roof, we're even more excited about him and what he can do. I think that, obviously it worked out tremendously with Peyton and, you know, and Brock was a guy that I thought that could come in and eventually be that guy and to be able to learn from Peyton Manning as long as Peyton still wants to play and continue to grow, because he was a young guy, he was a junior coming out. So we're really excited about where we are at that position, and Brock's going to continue to get better and better. Well, to me it's just it's more of the techniques and you know how he feel that he gets and really with his release it's getting more consistent all the time. And plus to be around a guy like Peyton Manning to see what it takes to win the NFL is a huge plus. So, and he's a smart kid, and he's taking it all in. So, oh yeah, sure.
John, you feel like you have a head start on the AFC West because there's been so much turnover inside the division. The fact that the program has been in place more than a couple of others would think the changes here this past year.
You know, I don't look at it that way, that we do have a head start. I just know where we are and feel like if we can continue to get better where we are, then we're in good shape. I just know the guys that are in the AFC West, if you look at them now, Mike McCoy, Dennis Allen, and Andy Reid in Kansas City, you're looking at, with us really, with me really knowing two of them, and then Andy Reid and his reputation, what he's done in this league, we know we've got our hands full. So we have to continue to get better and hopefully stay ahead of them. I want, you know, hopefully, you know, and I believe the fact that, you know, where we are with Stevie Johnson and Nate Irving, we're excited about those two. And I know it's been a topic of conversation, but, you know, we drafted Nate 2 years ago in the third round to be the guy that would take over at middle linebacker. So I've got a great deal of confidence in the fact that he's going to come in once he's given that responsibility, that he'll step up to it. you know, I think if you look at the league and where the league are and where we where we are, 65% of our snaps last year were nickel. And so, you know, I'm not trying to downplay the importance of that position, but, you know, nickel's so important too. And I think, as I said, I think Nate will step in. He did a tremendous job for us on special teams. And I think he'll step in and with, you know, in competition with Stevie Johnson, who is a CFA for us. You know, they're both guys very capable of handling that job. Well, I think that's a little bit of it, but also you're also looking from within to fill spots. And you know, that's what we're doing, you know, with two young guys that people don't know a lot about. But we have high expectations for them to come in and compete for that job. And we'll see them in OTAs and see how they handle it. Well, I mean, obviously with the new rules and the way it is that, you know, you need guys that can make big plays. And that's where, you know, with receivers and really guys that can do not only make big catches, but what can they do after they catch the ball. And, you know, so running off the catch is huge. And you're always looking for electric guys that can break a game open. And with the way the game is going, you know, those wide receivers that important. You know, we're going through that process right now, and Willis is under contract, so we're thrilled that he's going to be back. We'll see how he comes off the knee, and, you know, obviously he's been a tremendous asset for us the last 2 years that he's been there. So we're still going through that process and evaluation process, and we'll see how he comes off the knee. You know, I talked to him, and they just kind of, you know, felt me out as far as asked me different questions of what we'd want to see and try to be able to, when you test somebody, to be able to get something out, how competitive they are, what football means to them, and so to where we can better evaluate these kids, because there's so much to that with the money that's in the league, and to be able to know what kind of people we're getting. You know, that's why I think when they asked me about the test, that's to me the thing that I brought up is, you know, and number one for me is competitiveness. So these guys, how competitive are they? And so how do you ask those questions within that test that can draw that attitude that they have about that out? So I enjoyed being a part of that, and I haven't seen the questions yet, so I'm anxious to see what the test looks like.
You haven't seen how do you ask that question that?
Right, and that's a big question. That's why the psychologists and the guys that were making that test up, that's, you know, when they're asking me what I would see out of it, what I would want out of it, that's what I told them. And so, Ken, it's up to them to tell me how they get that out. So,
the batting average on picking quarterbacks over the last decade seems to have been improved, at least anecdotally. Are people getting better at evaluating
quarterbacks?
Yeah.
I think quarterbacks are getting better. You know, and I think that's what makes, you know, not only the evaluation process, but I think that the kids that we're getting at that position now in the NFL are so much farther ahead of where they were because of the exposure they're getting, not only high school, but in college. The exposure that they're getting, and when they get here, they're much more game ready. You know, as we saw last year with Luck and Griffin and even Wilson in Seattle, the training they're getting is getting better and better each year. So we're getting guys that are much more prepared at that position when they get to the NFL to play it.
John, as you rebuild this roster, look at it as a team you had was 13-3 and best in the AFC and doesn't need a whole lot of tweaking, or do you look at it that you didn't get it done, you didn't finish it off, and you got a lot of holes?
I will say this. I feel much better standing here now than I did 2 years ago about where we are as a football team. And so, you know, I think that the way that I look at it is we have to continue to get better because everyone else in this league is going to get better. And so 13-3 is not good enough. It was nice. We won the division, had the home field. But when you lose in the first round of the playoffs, then, you know, you got to get better. And whether it be better playing not only regular season, but we got to learn how to play in the postseason. And learning how to play in the postseason is huge too. And so that's why the experience that we went through this year is so important, that if we get an opportunity to be or have ourselves in that same position or get back in the playoffs, and how we approach that is huge, because that's what makes a difference. You can be good in the regular season, and I said it during the year last year. I said we make our money in the regular season. You make your legacy in the postseason as a player. And so That's why what we went through and what we experienced in that first round is so important. I believe you got to be tougher. You got to go through it. The expectations rise, and you know that there's each game is so much. You know, you don't have next week. You know, in the regular season, you have next week. You have a bye week, or you have next week. But in the postseason, you got to be able to learn to play with sudden death, which is there is no next week, and that's why great teams flourish in the playoffs. And you know, you look at the Ravens this year and what they did in the playoffs. I mean, it was impressive. I mean, you know, Joe Flacco stepped up, played great, and, you know, they really came together as a team. So, to me, it was very impressive what they did. I just want to talk to them. I guess I don't get, personally, I don't get caught up in having been in that world. I don't get caught up in everything that's swirling around him. I'm looking forward to sitting down and talk to him. And, you know, I know him as a football player, and he's a very good football player, and he's going to have a successful career in the NFL. And so I'm just looking forward to sitting down and talking to him.
John, Coach Fox said yesterday,
last question, you
thought Raheem Morrill, one of the second-year players you need the most. How the season ended, how do you expect him to spend his offseason? What do you want to see him get better at?
Well, I think that's the key thing is Raheem had a great year. I mean, the strides he made from his rookie year to this year were tremendous. And so I think that, you know, we expect him to make those same strides. And, you know, I think the bottom line is for him, and I haven't seen him since the last game, but, you know, once he gets back and gets around his teammates, realize that, you know, there's a lot of things that in that game that, you know, caused it to end up the way it ended up. And it wasn't one play that that caused us to lose. So, I'm happy with him, and I think that, and I was really impressed with him and how he handled it after the game. And he stood up and he took it, which to me showed a great, you know, amount of maturation on his part. And so I'm looking forward to him coming back and even having a better year next year.